And it's 8 minutes past six here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. Now, let's check those markets. Down again, close to a quarter of a percent on the all share at 52,810. The top 40 index down a tenth. The rand at five week lows, 12 rand 16 to the dollar, 18.57 against the pound, 13 rand 27 against the euro. The gold price flat at $1,186.81 an ounce. Platinum at $1,115.65 an ounce. Brent crude at $61.94 a barrel, down another 2.8%. And David, it's looking like those people who are predicting that gold price, that oil price is going back to 40, might just be on the money.
I don't know where it's going to go. It might not go back to 40, but it's not going to go to 100. So no. I think we're going to get a range, 50 to 70. OPEC meet next week. We're going to get some guidance from them. I doubt whether they're going to cut back, even though a lot of their members want, the more fringe members want, like Venezuela, Nigeria, etc., would love them to cut back so they can get back to 100. Not going to happen. Sasol taking a bit of a beating as a result of that. You know, the share price over the last few weeks has come back from about 480 and it's back to about 430 on the retreat in the oil price, and it seems to be making a level as well, probably a range you're going to see between 430 480 it'll trade there. The rand was the big surprise of the day, and I'm not sure what's driving it. I hope it's not connected with FIFA or our name in that scandal, but it the euro has been under pressure. We saw a bit of an improvement in the rand yesterday, came back to about 412.05, but then weakened today. That did give our market a bit of support, particularly on the industrial market. We ended up flat. The index ended up flat. British American Tobacco, Breweries, Richemont, all enjoying fairly good days. And overall, the market wasn't too bad in industrials. Miners came back. As you mentioned, in your introduction about nothing happening there in the metal prices, and we just saw retreats there. Kumba not holding on to its gain. Heavyweight Anglo's Bulletin also coming back slightly.
And are we seeing money going into retailers? We had Fushini today. We had
Fushini. We've got to talk about Fushini because I went through the detail. I went through the results in fair detail. And the reason that I went through in great detail is because the shares were pounded something like about 7%. And I said, why? And going through the results, I couldn't find anything. You know, they complained about the warm weather over the last couple of weeks. It must be hurting sales, particularly if they've got winter merchandise. and then load shedding, crime related losses.
Who wants to
hurting.
Buy a coat and a scarf and hot weather?
You know, you say that it's pretty serious. It's going to hurt Woolworths. It's going to hurt everybody that's stocked up with jerseys and coats and everything like that. So as soon as they put it on sale, the weather will get bad. Watch. But there wasn't, even their bad debts didn't seem to have deteriorated too much. But so I'm not sure why the market sold it down, because overall retailers were pretty strong. It was a fairly good day in retailers.
But if you think about Fushini, over the past year or so, their share seems to have re-rated quite a bit. Do you think maybe there was a bit of a pullback because of that? Because it had done not so well a year ago, and then it spent the past year kind of really people kind of catching up a bit.
You're right. Yeah, you are. You see, this is better than being in the studio with you, because I've got everything at my fingertips now. So year to date, you're right. The share is up 25%, and over the last 12 months, the share is up 54%. So that's a hefty gain. It might be that might have been disappointed, or investors might have been disappointed. So there are not many shares that have performed better than that over the last year. Capitec's been one. This is great. I've got all the results here.
You see, maybe I should keep you on the phone. What did you think of Edcon's update? I know, obviously, for them, it's about the bondholders.
You know what? I've got to admit, I haven't seen it because it didn't come through on SENS.
It was a bit convoluted because I had to go to their website to go and have a look at what the trading update said. But they're trying to get rid of non-core assets to pay off debt. They're saying their cash sales up 11%, credit sales down 8% of the 52X to March.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at that because you get a very good... First of all, I know they've been under pressure and I think all the other retailers are nipping at their heels. Trying to grab share from them, but I mean, when you actually compare them with the rest, they are still the big gorilla in the room.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, and also today, Anglo American telling us that they're going to have a new management restructure.
You're on a different website to me. I'm not sure because
we do need to talk a little bit more before these conversations.
It didn't seem to affect the share price.
No, of course it didn't.
If anything, the share price was down. So share price was down 1%, but it didn't have too much impact on that.
All right, then let's finally just
chat a little.
You
better let me go before.
Before that, I know this one. You know something about African Bank.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about African Bank because obviously the little guys didn't expect anything. And the guys who had the secured debt were expecting that 10% haircut. So now it looks like there's a bit of a slight game changer.
I think it's going to take a long time before this is sorted out. I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure when they're going to come back to the market. I'm not sure when this whole thing is going to be sorted out. So this is not final.
Yeah,
and I still remain very, very cautious on you know where this is going to go and you know what the eventual losses were, but probably the only people that will come out on the equity side with anything will be the preference shareholders.
Yeah,
but hell, you know it's still a long road ahead.
Well, hopefully we'll hear something by September. As the curator said, hopefully we should be hearing something by that point. Thanks, David.
Okay.
We'll chat on Tuesday, I think.
I know it's you know. Anyway, I'm not exposed to it. I haven't had the I haven't had the same kind of interest in this that other people have, but I think, you know, from those that are exposed, you know, just hopefully they come out on the right side, because I think there's a lot of institutions that have come away with egg on their face over this.
Absolutely. Anyway. All right. Thanks, David. David Shapiro is with SASFIN. We're going to be chatting to Cookie Coleman, head of the Global Financial Fund with Sanlam. Speaking also to Ronnie Stein of the Foschini Group. And we'll get a heads up on what's going on for Black Economic Empowerment, the impact of those amendments on small businesses with Keith Levenstein.